Welcome back to She Said, He Said with Kelly Lamb and Gordon Montgomery. Presented by Homes for Sale by Montgomery.com. That's Homes, the number four, sale by Montgomery.com. On 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Welcome back to She Said, He Said on 590 The Fan. You're listening to us on the all-new 590 The Fan. We are live out here at the big grand opening day, a ribbon-cutting ceremony right out here at Complete Auto Body. It's Westport off of Lackland Road. It's 11733. Everything starts from 1 to 4 today. It all starts at 1, so come on out and join us. Sorry. We're giving away some free oil change too today.
Well, that's on the we're not giving you a free oil change, but our trivia question Saturday morning trivia, they're going to win an oil change.
Yes,
we better clarify that.
There'll
be a line
that
coming around the corner to get some oil changes today. So we're going to be careful with that. We are here live, of course, at Complete Auto Body, and Curtis Barks is with us. He is the owner of Complete, and I am jamming in my ears.
Yeah,
right now.
The music is super loud.
Matt Grover's having a party over there at the station right now. Were you dancing, Matt?
No, I wasn't.
He's
sorry.
Asleep.
That just only went in your ear. Sorry.
You're good. Oh, okay.
Oh,
he's just happy because
gotcha.
The Blues won.
Yes. I'm in a whole gotcha. Other. Okay. So do we?
We do. I believe we have somebody on the line, don't we?
I don't know. Well, you know what? I think was he going to tell us when we were ready for
that?
Well,
I thought he did, but maybe I misunderstood him.
Oh, there we go.
And now here she is, the one and only Bonnie Montgomery, my mom. Hey, Mom, how you doing?
Doing great.
How did you? So you have your own theme song now to be for when you're on the show every week.
Oh, I do? That's just great.
So how you doing, Mom? How you doing today?
All right. Words, I wanted to share an elementary school experience I had. And Gordon,
you
have? Probably know this, but Kelly doesn't. When I was in the first grade,
I was
this
around when you were in school.
She had
what,
this
Mom?
Ruler she always carried around, and she would crack you over the knuckles, you know, if she didn't like something. So one day...
No, my mom had the same thing.
What?
Go ahead.
So one day, we were supposed to tell our mother's names. And my mother had always told me, don't you ever tell anybody what my middle name is. Well, I thought I had to tell the whole thing. I didn't know what in the world I was going to do. We were sitting in a circle, and it was getting closer and closer to me, and I didn't know whether to... I was scared of the teacher, but I was scared to go against my mother. So when they finally got to me, the only thing I could think of to do was to say, they haven't named her yet. It's a wonder I didn't really get killed over that, but, you know, she didn't. Somehow I guess she felt sorry for me.
So what we know right now is if we ever tell you a secret, you will not tell anybody.
She won't. She's good. She keeps secrets. You tell her a secret, she will keep it.
Well, since I like to give away secrets, I need to tell somebody.
Yeah, if you have a secret, don't tell Kelly.
I'm going to be able to call you because I know you won't tell anybody, and I get it off my chest.
That's right.
You just got to get it out.
Yes.
Someone says don't tell, that's the whole reason why you have to. Right?
Well, thanks for sharing, Mama. It's always great to hear from you.
Can
thanks.
We ever theme
okay,
song?
You guys,
yes, we can. That's all right. Love you, Mom. That's my mom right
you.
There from Belleville, Illinois. Love you, too. Bye-bye.
We need our theme song to go out. Did we already lose it?
No. Matt's scrambling.
Matt thought he had time to go potty.
Wow.
We lost him. So back to you. We need a theme song for you, Curtis. Vroom, vroom. We need an engine or whatever.
Yeah, I don't know. I go blank.
I go blank.
I just, something
so does Gordon.
Like,
I ask him to do a voice.
Yeah, just pick out like a nice Chainsmoker song or something like that. It'd be good.
Chainsmoker.
There you go.
Song.
Just something mellow and chilled. And,
you know what I noticed? I want to bring this up because you.
Go ahead.
You talked about when you were in school, in elementary school, and how you were already doing something to give back to people and give back to the community, even in grade school. And your proud sponsors of Responder Rescue, and that's awesome because you know you're still that's who you always want to do business with is people that give back to the community, and you've been a big supporter of Responder Rescue.
That's how I met you. Because of community driven. Mm-hmm. Yeah, with Responder Rescue. So
that's awesome. Yeah. Actually, so it's always good to do business with people that do things and give back to the community.
And that was another thing we talked behind your back about too.
Oh, really?
It's
all been good stuff.
Yeah.
You know, through the charities, it's amazing the quality of people that you meet. And when you surround yourself with that, it's just really been that drive. So we do that. I try to do that with my son, with anything. But realistically, some of my best friends were met later in life because of their values and stuff were the same as mine. And through Responder Rescue and Backstoppers and helping and being a part of that, I believe it's made me a much better person.
Oh, that's awesome.
I love it.
So I know that we're here and we're here live right now for the big day, the grand opening at Complete Auto Body and Repair. So tell us a few of the things that you've done for the community, Responder Rescue, or if there's anything else that Backstoppers as well. Tell us a little bit about your involvement with community giving.
Sure. Actually, we were just on Fox 2 this morning. I was with Nicole. And
Star now.
Yeah, well, she went on TV. I kind of keep my face. I have a face for radio, so it works out really well.
It's not true.
And so we have a ball game coming up May 19th.
Yes.
For Responder Rescue and Backstoppers, and we sell tickets. They're $45. They can call the stores, but so far, on average, we raise about $30,000 to $35,000 a year for the charities,
and then we
disperse it into different events and try and promote other events to be successful. So
that's incredible.
You know, Guns and Hoses stuff like that. So
the cool
and
thing
that's
too,
part
going
of the first
to,
pitch thing, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, going back to the uh-huh. baseball night, someone will actually there's tickets. Now, is that with the ticket that they buy to go to the game, or is it to another raffle ticket to be able to maybe have a chance to throw out the
sure.
first
The tickets pitch. Are $45. They're normally $70, and they do come with a raffle ticket to win
okay.
the chance, and we'll be pulling it 3 days before the game. So on the 15th or 16th, we'll draw it, and whoever wins gets three of their friends get to go down for batting practice and then throw out the first pitch.
That's incredible.
So for $45, and that includes Patio's, is putting on a happy hour for us for food and drinks beforehand. All included for $45.
So and it's all given back to charity, too.
Yeah, it all goes back to
Responder
Rescue. Did we get
our tickets yet?
No, we haven't, but we will.
That was a hint.
Yes, we will.
Wink, yeah. too.
Only 60 left, so, yeah, we sold.
We'll do that today.
That's awesome. We sold 442 tickets so far.
Just think if we got to throw out the first pitch.
Oh, I was hoping it would be you.
Ball kerplunks halfway through the middle. If I got to go pick it up and do one more toss, can you do more than one just in case?
I don't know. We'll have to see. It'll be interesting to watch you walk out. Especially you should wear like the tallest stilettos you have.
Would be awesome.
Stomp out of the field.
Actually, we were at a game. We were at a game one time, and it was 100 degrees
it was football.
At the game. No, we were at Bush Stadium.
Oh, the Bush.
The lady
I thought
had
you
the
were
red
talk-
sequin
yes.
heels on in front of us, and you know she was in pain. You always know when you're single. If a woman's single, she's got the highest heel on when she goes to the winery or a baseball game or a football game. When you're taken and you're like with somebody, you got the flats on. I'm over trying. Just kidding.
What about the what?
I wore
about-
heels one night, and he goes, "Uh-oh,
you're in trouble."
Isn't that telling me something? Yeah.
But if you wear wedges. You're on the fence. So if your wife's ever wearing wedges.
Oh, she's with no shoes wearing. She's that comfortable. So we're in great shape.
You're perfect. And wedges, you're not quite sure where you want to be. So, okay, so this night of the game is Friday, May 19th.
Correct.
To be able to purchase tickets for $45, only 60 left. And also with that ticket, you get a raffle with an opportunity to win, to be that person to throw out the first pitch.
Correct.
That's incredible.
Absolutely.
That's a really cool one. What's another one of your favorite events?
Well, we do our golf tournament every September. This will be our 15th year for that. And we oversold out. We actually were very proud at Floris and Golf Course. We threw the largest tournament in their history. We had over 200 people up just for the for golfers, and we had about 450 people show that day. It was actually a day like this, very rainy and disgusting. We actually oversold any number they've ever had since they've been open. So it's phenomenal. We have live music and bands all over the place. And
that fits the burden.
People have a lot of fun. So
that's
everybody
what
gets
it's all about.
Yeah, we even line up tow trucks and take people home because they do have a little too much fun.
Oh, you should have glow in the dark golf or something like that.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
That would
I'd
be
have
fun.
Hot pink balls.
I always thought glow in the dark hockey would be cool.
That could be dangerous.
Yeah, the puck's
just a little.
Everything, yeah.
30 miles an hour.
Well, the uniforms would be blacklight. You know what I mean? It'd be like, oh, blacklight. Look like Tron or something. Right. Tron hockey.
Yeah, go there high or something. You know, I say that on air. I don't even smoke, but it would. But imagine that, glow-in-the-dark hockey and high. That's weird to say, isn't it?
Thanks for sharing.
Probably don't go well together, but it sounds fun.
Well, it was just as ridiculous thing to say, right? I just got off on the tangent. So tell us.
I so want you to throw the first pitch out. Yeah.
Yes,
Mike
absolutely.
Sass, he would pay to watch.
What about Mike Sass?
He said
Mike Sass.
He said he would pay to watch you throw the first pitch.
Yeah. Would, how much? Because yeah. Responder Rescue
yeah,
would
can
appreciate
raise money.
Absolutely, yeah. Take my raffle tickets, $10. You don't have to go to the game.
Let's see if we can just keep auctioning it off.
Yeah, sell those raffle tickets.
Someone would be really mad, though, if they got to pay for me to pitch and they didn't get to win, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, so back to you again. See, I'm bringing it back. Now, not only do you have complete auto body and repair, can we mention that there is complete roofing exteriors, or did I just say that out loud?
No, thank you. I appreciate
Curtis
that. And so.
Curtis Barks Farmers Insurance.
Correct.
I mean, it's the complete experience. Seriously, what is it? You can't compete
with complete.
That's right. Again. So if there's a big storm that comes and the tree falls on your roof and then lands on your car, he can take care of all of that for you.
And get you some insurance.
Absolutely. And we'll reinsure you with someone different. So.
Or if a tornado comes, picks up your car and lands it on top of your house.
There you go.
New car, new roof, all in one day.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah, we really focus on the concierge experience. So, like, if you have a claim or you have issues, we'll actually tow a rental car to you so you don't have to leave your home. And then we'll bring that in. It's something we launched April 1st.
Wow, that's
and,
awesome.
And so it really takes the whole experience and, it, again, takes it off-site. And they don't have to come in and see their car mangled. They don't have to go through the emotional part of it as much. They have someone like Nicole that's calling and updating them like she did you.
Yeah.
Through your process and different things. And communication is key. And we think we can educate better that way. And it's been fun. So we
really
like it.
Yeah, I was at the hospital with Carly. And you guys went and picked up her car because they tow it automatically, you know, away from the scene if they're taken, you know, to the hospital. So the car was at some lot. I don't know where.
Sure.
But, you know, y'all just – I made one phone call. You went and picked it up, had it there. And then, you know, it was just a constant communication. So it was really a great experience. So the roofing and exteriors, do they call? Is there an additional number? Where would they get a hold of your other service?
Everything is linked on our website, CompleteAB.com. Okay. It'll show all of our sister companies and our partner companies. So.
Did you lose?
You know, Just speak to me, because the sound, like, I'm over here going, two syllables. Give me one word.
Right. Yeah, she's not good. She's not good with sign language.
I would never do well in Pictionary for you. I'm on the screens out something that makes total no sense. I'm like, we got to go to break, and then before you know it, I'm leaning over to, what do we want to do? The whole show is now 1 minute's been wasted on me figuring out that I'm supposed to move my mouthpiece up so you can hear me. Do you really want to hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So this is why. Because someone's going to win a free oil change.
Yes.
So the number is?
You don't know, Kelly. 855-282-8255. That's
855-282-TALK. Yeah, or talk. Yeah.
Thanks,
Matt.
You got
the dinger on that one. Okay, so you need that number because the trivia question, which is brought to you by Walter's Jewelry. Like that store, by
another
the way.
Another family-owned business. Yes.
Sort of.
Yeah, don't let Kelly get there before. Don't get Kelly get there before you for like 10 minutes before you walk in the door.
It
gives her plenty of time
out.
To look around.
So it's, you know, that's another incredible family. I love the fact that the people who are part of 590, the family with us in our show, are family owned.
That's great.
So Walter's Jewelry, if you haven't ever been there, they're on Historical Main Street down in Old St. Charles. They have been in business. How long have you been in business?
My father started in 73, so I started in 99. So we've been in business for over 35 years.
Because you're a little puppy. Took you a while to grow.
It did.
Yeah, and start working for a living. Well, imagine 100 years.
Wow.
100 years.
Yep.
I know they made jewelry 100 years. Yeah, they did. The Indian Aztec people.
Right.
Boy, make little.
Well, Kelly needs to go back to history class.
So 100 years. I mean, that is incredible, isn't it? And they've been.
And we have someone who loves them. Sherry Hart loves Walter's Jewelry.
They are, and it. I guess that's what makes such a difference is family owned. Uh oh, what happened? Is
Ed Graves just joined my grade school teacher.
Oh, great. Yeah. Mr. Graves, he was hot for your wife. That's why your wife was always late, because Gordon would go, could you help tutor me after school? I need a little bit of help. She never was home for dinner because he was asking for tutoring. Back to family-owned business. 100 years in business, and they do everything from repair, custom jewelry, everything you need. So it's awesome, you know, that's not a tornado about to take us off, is it?
No, it's not.
It's in the shop. Okay, just a drill going on, not us coming apart. Perfect. All right. So the question, are we going to make them call, or are we going to give them time to Google?
Just give them time. I don't care. I'll be nice today. It's rainy.
Okay.
Your internet's probably not working anyway.
Okay, so you're going to get to win a free oil change. Now, do we have a break that we have to take it to while we get the question out?
No, probably so.
I'm so lost without Matt.
Yes.
Who is the first person to have built, the first automobile? The first automobile. So give us a call, 855-282-TALK. 855-282-TALK. We're going to break. And see if you're going to win that free oil change here at Complete Auto Body. We'll be right back with more fun right here on the 590 The Fan and Complete Auto Body Repair.
Take us away, man.
Bye.